Unfortunately, because of the attitudes of evil ones all over, spirits and humans, we have a lot of bad stuff going on in the world, and that includes warfare. I think we might need to take a look, with help from Medical News Today, at biological warfare. We're going to take a look at this, and I'll tell you, we are going to be looking into the future, but interestingly enough, to help us with this look into the future, we're also going to take a look into the past. And I don't mean just the recent past either. I mean, we're going to go into history and then be brought up to speed with regards to biological warfare. It can be pretty fascinating how enthusiastic a lot of people can be when it comes to destroying mankind, destroying the other creatures on earth, and destroying the earth itself. Biological weapons, what are they? How do they work? Are we really at risk? Are we really, really, really at risk? We know that there are times when our soldiers are put at risk. What about those of us who are not soldiers? Don't have to go very far to answer that question, do we? We just think about the reports of the Syrian president using chemicals against his own citizens who were not soldiers. Children who were not soldiers. We're not talking people who were kidnapped and forced to become child warriors, child soldiers. We're talking about children who never picked up guns, had no intention of ever picking up guns, using chemicals against them too. Well, sometimes known as germ warfare, we've heard that phrase before, biological weapons involve the use of toxins or infectious agents that are biological in origin. This can include bacteria, it can include viruses, it can include fungi. And these agents are really used to either incapacitate or kill humans, animals, or plants as part of a war effort. In effect, biological warfare is using non-human life to disrupt or even end human life. Biological warfare, using non-human life. Viruses are living organisms. Bacteria is alive. Fungi is alive. Non-human life to disrupt or even end human life. And you can best believe human life is disrupted when hit with some chemical, some biological stuff that has a person beginning to suffer all kinds of disorders, sicknesses, illnesses after they've been exposed to, many times suffering for life. And of course, sometimes having their life ended because living organisms can be unpredictable and incredibly resilient. Biological weapons are difficult to control and potentially devastating on a global scale and prohibited globally under numerous treaties. Next Thursday, I know this is not the best of news, the most positive of news, the most inspiring of news, but we need to know, I think we need to know. Look at the history of mankind, bring us up to the future, to the present and then to the future. Let's start next Thursday off with a look into the future as we continue this look at biological warfare. Till next time.